If Only by Matt McBride.
If only I hadn't stayed so damn late. If only I'd listened to my father. If only I'd caved when I had the chance. I wouldn't be where I am right now. I'd been putting off writing my essay for weeks, and it was overdue. I hadn't been able to find the information I wanted online. So after my afternoon lectures, I went straight to the city library. The reference section was deserted, except for a handful of homeless people who seemed able to read with their eyes shut. I wasn't used to sorting through musty old bookshelves, and it took hours to find all the source material I needed. I typed the essay on my MacBook, a gift from my dad when I started at college, and along with my smartphone, the most essential piece of kit I owned. A friend once asked me, if my apartment was on fire, and I could rescue just one thing, what would it be? It was a toss-up between the MacBook, my iPhone, and my cat, Gizmo. When I eventually plumped for my MacBook, she was horrified that I'd ditched my cat, until I pointed out that I had a cat flap and that Gizzy could look after himself. It was 11:30 when I left the library. It stayed open till midnight at exam times for students doing their last-minute cramming. I'd missed the last bus, but the weather was fine, so I decided to walk home. It wasn't too far, and the taxis charged a fortune at night. My apartment is in one of the cheapest parts of the city, and the closer I got, the more desolate and run down the streets became. I was in a hurry. Gizzy would be starving. I knew he would go out and start hunting rats if I didn't feed him soon. So I took a short cut down the sort of squalid back alley I would normally avoid like the plague. Halfway down, I saw them enter the alley. Three of them, all in hoodies. I slowed my pace and considered retracing my steps. I could go the long way around. Then I thought, what am I doing? I'm assuming three ordinary fellas are thugs, just because they're wearing hoodies on a warm night. They're probably three perfectly decent guys, hurrying home, just like me. They weren't. They fanned out and blocked my way. The one in the middle was incredibly good looking. He was only about 17, but I'd have made out with him in an instant. The other two looked even younger, a couple of snotty-nosed brats. Then I caught a whiff of Evo stick, and I knew why they had runny noses. "Hey bitch, hand over the bag," the cute one said. "That's not the best chat-up line I ever heard," I replied, hoping to defuse the situation. "Don't you get smart with me," he said. "Just hand it over, and your purse as well." I considered that for several seconds. I didn't care much about my purse. It only had a few dollars and my phone in it. But my MacBook held all my college work. I tried to remember the last time I'd backed up my files onto disk. It must have been months ago. I decided three juvenile glue sniffers weren't going to rob me of all that work. When I'd announced I was going to a big city college, my dad had urged me to take self-defense lessons. He'd even booked me on a karate course. I reckon I could get out of this situation. I smiled at Mr. Good-Looking before telling him to get lost. Then I saw the knife in his right hand, and time slowed as it swept in a wide arc toward my left side. It seemed like I had an eternity to counter it. My left hand shot out and grabbed his wrist. Then I raised my right knee and pulled his elbow down hard. His arm broke with a satisfying crack and he started screaming like a little girl. As he fell, I kicked him in the groin, just to give him something else to think about. Then pivoted on my left foot and high-kicked the youth on my right. I caught him in the solar plexus with the pointy toe of my Mary Jane. He doubled over and started throwing up on the already disgusting pavement. I let my momentum keep me turning, until I faced my third assailant, who looked like a rabbit caught in headlights. He must have thought he was in a Bruce Lee movie, as I delivered a straight-fingered blow, right to his Adam's apple. He grasped his throat, and started choking and gasping for breath like a stranded fish. I looked around at the devastation and closed my eyes briefly in relief. When I opened them again, I was lying on the filthy pavement staring at my own vomit. I was alone and clutching my stomach, feeling the warm pulse of blood gushing over my hand. Because it didn't happen like that, and the screams I'd heard were my own. If only I'd finished my essay sooner. If only I'd taken a taxi home. If only I'd actually gone to those karate classes my dad arranged. I just hope Gizmo can catch some nice succulent rats.